Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is cookbook author Cheryl Ellenwood. Cheryl, thank you so much for taking some time today and joining us. We sure do appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Your book, Three Plates at the Table, recently recognized for an award. What can you tell us a little bit about that, and what was your reaction to hearing about the recognition?
I was surprised and pleased, of course. So, that was thrilling. I've only written two books. It's hard for me to call myself an author. I don't think of myself as an author, but I guess as an author, it's always exciting to, have your book acknowledged. So that was great.
Sure. This is an interesting book. It's a cookbook, of course. And tell us a little bit about the concept of this cookbook. And, of course, it involves three different styles of diet, three different styles of eating, kind of into one source. So tell us a bit about the inspiration behind this.
It didn't even come as an idea. It came as sort of my own attempt to create recipes for myself, because I changed my diet radically after my own health crisis and research into that. And so I was just developing recipes for myself because I had, ordered a bunch of cookbooks that were supposed to be healthy, and I get them and it's like they weren't healthy at all. They had ingredients in them that no one should be eating. So I was just working on recipes, and my husband actually is the one who said, well, you should write a cookbook. And because I'm writing all these recipes down, on paper, and I'm like, no, I don't want to write a cookbook. So eventually I decided, yes, to write a cookbook. But I realized that writing a cookbook based on a vegan diet, which was the diet approach I was working on for myself, which is no meat, no dairy, no animal products, wouldn't really appeal to most people and wasn't necessary for most people to be healthy. And so I thought, okay, how can I create these recipes so anyone could use them, even if they don't want to go to this strict of a diet? So that's sort of where the three concepts came from.
All right. And wanted to also talk a little bit about your co-author with the book. How did you team up with Jamie Lynn?
Well, Jamie had come to, let me step back. A year before the cookbook, I had, with a group of women, put on a women's health forum here in Pella. And Jamie attended that forum, and that's how I met her. And I called her to see if she wanted to be involved in planning the next women's health forum. And as we were talking, and at the time I was sort of working on the cookbook myself, as we were talking, I just thought, oh, it would be great to co-author it with her and propose the idea sort of right then and there. She had to think about it a little bit because it was a lot of work, and she agreed. So, yeah, it was fun working with her.
What was the process like in developing these recipes? Was this all in the kitchen, trial and error? What was that like?
Yeah, a lot of cooking, a lot of eating, a lot of taste testing. We had to, there's only so much you can eat in a day, believe it or not. And so we had to, get a lot of friends and not so much family because, they wouldn't give us an unbiased opinion, and solicited people to test the recipes for us. But first, it would usually be a recipe. Either I would start a recipe or Jamie, and then we would trade the recipe back and forth. So she and I would then test each other's recipes. And if then we both felt it was good and cookbook worthy, then we would send it out to someone else to test, to a third-party tester. So
was that a pretty subjective way to do things? How was that determination made if you both agreed that it was a good recipe that was cookbook worthy, as you put it? A mutual agreement was the system?
Mutual agreement on ingredients, the health, how healthy is the recipe ingredient-wise, and then how does it taste? And she has kids, so it was, kid tested in her household. I don't have kids, so we didn't do any kid testing. And then how easy was it to prepare? So that was Jamie and my criteria. And then when we sent it out to other people to test, they had a questionnaire, basically. How was the recipe? Was it easy enough to read? Could you find the ingredients? Would you have changed anything? Did it taste good? Those kinds of. So they had an actual questionnaire they had to answer.
Okay. So then based on that criteria for sort of whittling down your recipe choices, what's maybe the message perhaps that you want to send to people with these recipes and with these different styles of diets? You talk about making sure that things, I hear a lot of it's got to be easy, healthy ingredients, taste good, those sorts of things. So what's sort of the theme here?
I think the main theme is that good food doesn't taste bad, because that's what everybody thinks. Oh, eating healthy, and then the first thing they think is, oh, I have to give up all the foods I love. And so we attempted to recreate recipes of foods that people love, like carrot cake, cream cheese frosting, chocolate cookies, those macaroni and cheese, and healthy recipes. So that was the main goal. And the other goal was people eat way too much meat and other animal products. So to try to help people reduce the amount of meat and dairy in their diet without feeling that they're sacrificing something. This book allows the individual to sort of pick and choose, so they don't have to go through and say, oh, I'd love to have macaroni and cheese, but this is only for vegans. This recipe is only for vegans. Or I want to have this, but it's only for, you know, meat eaters. So there's something in it for them. And also the other thing is nobody can change, you know, what they eat overnight. And so it's a process in the book, too. So people can say, okay, maybe I want to try to reduce the amount of meat and dairy. So I'll try one vegetarian recipe this week. You know, well, there it is. It's in the book. Mm-hmm. And the other important thing to me is that if people are going to make changes, they have to understand why they're making those changes. Okay, so Cheryl and Jamie are telling me that I'm eating too much meat. Okay, well, why? Where's the science behind that? So a third of the book is actually nutritional information so that people understand why we're asking you to make these changes, why we're asking you to switch this ingredient for that, you know, why refined white sugar, you know, should be removed from your household, basically, but what you can replace it with, you know. And it was sort of funny because I didn't realize this till after the cookbook was published, but every recipe in the dessert section was mine, which, you know, tells people that, you know, part of my health problem that caused my health crisis was I love sweet things. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to give up sweet things. You just need to change to healthy sugar. So that's another big component of the cookbook.
What were some of the challenges in going through this process, developing recipes, getting this thing to print? What were some of the big challenges you faced?
Well, the biggest challenge, it started out going to be a 150-page cookbook. It's over 400 pages. So the biggest challenge was weeding out good recipes. Mm-hmm. We just, between the two of us, we had so many recipes that were, you know, really good that we wanted to share with people. We had to sort of cut back, and there's probably another 100 recipes that didn't make it into the cookbook, which is too bad because they were really good too. That was the biggest challenge, just having the time to, you know, cook and eat and
evaluate and all those
things. Yeah, and here's the funny thing is, you know, I ate more and my husband ate more than we eat normally in a day, and we lost weight following the recipes in this cookbook. Neither one of us gained a pound. We actually lost some weight, so.
Proof positive, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite recipe out of the book?
My favorite recipe. Actually, the mango sorbet is probably one of my favorite recipes because it's so easy and it's so delicious. It has two ingredients. It almost isn't even a recipe. It's fantastic.
Quick, healthy, fast, easy.
Yeah.
That seems to be the key and the theme to the book.
Mm-hmm.
You have some background in dietary science, nutrition science, that sort of thing. Uh-huh. I'm sure that played a huge role in this.
It did. Well, Jamie has a bachelor's degree in holistic nutrition, and I am getting certified in holistic nutrition through the Institute of Integrative Nutrition out of New York. And then I did, because of my prior book, which was on breast cancer, I did a lot of research on diet and nutrition linked to disease. So all of that came into play in not only developing the recipes, but writing the introduction to the cookbook, too.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
Again, that was our guest, Cheryl Ellenwood, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.